The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How'd you like that segue?
I mean, was really great.
So let me ask you this, right? Have you ever received a pamphlet offering you better performance in bed, win the lotto numbers, bring back lost lover? These are, well, I suppose just confidence tricksters that promise you the world. Am I right, Terence?
That's exactly what it was. This all sounds appealing, but they're nothing more than empty promises by what we call confidence tricksters. They offer everything from cures for sicknesses to investment advice and deliver nothing. So I often park my car in Musgrave Road because I attend meetings at an office in the area quite often. And every time I come back to my car, there's a leaflet on my windscreen from some West African-sounding doctor with a list of services. Now, these range from pills for different ailments to the more mystical, you know, identifying your enemies in a mirror to getting your true love to leave her husband and run away with you. But as bizarre as this list of services sound, nothing can prepare you for what lies behind the door should you make it to one of the rooms of these shysters. So I started looking into this matter, these offers, and even went undercover to one of these doctors only to find out that it's just an elaborate scam to relieve you of as much money as you can. So,
see, now, this is the thing. We know this. I haven't met someone who does not know this.
Yeah.
But you're saying to me that people...
There are desperate people out there. For example, the one woman that I interviewed said she had an encounter with a herbalist. She went to see him because she thought her boyfriend was cheating on her. And this thing said that she could find out who the cheater is.
We have an app for that.
But instead of helping with her problem, the doctor, she says, wanted to access her bank account. She said that her ancestors told him that she needed to withdraw all the money from her bank account because if she left anything behind, they'll be very angry with her and they'd cause a lot of problems. He gave her the impression that he had supernatural powers and that he could converse with the spirit world and in so doing would break the cycle of bad luck and remove negative energy. When she said no, she had no money in the bank. He got really furious and told her that the ancestors were very angry because she didn't want to give up her money. So this lady, and what he had done was as well, he took her to a kind of cave of sorts on the beach, and there were candle wax and remnants of wood fire. She told me he had forced her to strip down to her underwear and then made her do all these weird rituals and stuff. She was petrified, and so she went home, gathered up whatever money that she could lay her hands on and took it back to this doctor. A person that works in the community told me that these scamsters have no scruples. Whether you're a businessman or a domestic worker, they will rob you of everything you have. And it's a sad reality because almost always your account is drained. So it's not about... So they trick you into thinking you're going for a potion, you're going to see this and whatever, but it's all about getting your money. Another of my case studies said a herbalist, and he didn't want to be named, so we'll call him Mr. X, said a herbalist, he gave his entire pension to his herbalist, and that was more than 2 million rand because he says he was bewitched. He says he went to this doctor for help with a personal matter after finding the pamphlet on his windscreen, but was given 2 bottles of medicine to drink, which he did. We had the medicine tested. It was nothing more than domestic herbs and some water. So the mixture had no effect on him, but the doctor said it had enabled him to make contact with the afterlife. And that money that he had given would double. After 3 days at another consult, the doctor told him that his father and grandfathers were in the consulting room and he could speak to them if he wished. They asked him to bring an empty bag with him. When he got there, they switched the lights off and then he heard all these voices. But what that was they've got these boards in the room and behind those boards, they've got people to stand behind those boards. So they've got one on the floor as well.
A theatrical cast of people.
It's all theatrics. It's just elaborate theatrics to make the victim believe he was talking to people from the afterlife.
Oh my word.
Coming up, I'm going to give you more examples of what these guys do. It's really terrifying.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
10 minutes to 9 on East Coast Breakfast. Who is fancy? Megan Trender there. Boys Like You. Continuing with Terence Pillay.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
So, Terrence, I always knew that those pamphlets and what they promised was a scam. I thought more people than less knew the same as well. What I did not know, and what you've just brought to my attention, is that that's just part one. The scam goes to siphoning it's your account
bigger.
Empty.
Much bigger. And do you know what? The thing is, it's not just happening in South Africa. The Daily Mail in the UK has just written a story about these confidence tricksters in the UK as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like rural people falling for this. You know, it's across the board.
Yeah.
So I was telling you about this man who went in and they got these people to lie under the ground with a board over and make all these sounds. But they had switched off the lights. So, you know, it was pitch dark in there. And so this guy thought that he was actually talking to his ancestors, but it was just theatrics. The community worker I spoke to said that what they had witnessed was simply these bogus doctors switching off the lights before they can con you. They use these voices from behind the boards against the wall and underneath, all just to con. Now, criminologists say that sadly many people fall for this trick because people are so desperate. They start out small. You give them R1,000 at the end of the week, they give you back R3,000. Now, you think it's the best thing since sliced bread, but back in the jungle, it's his own money that he's just put with yours. Then there's that build up further when they say, okay, now you see what I can do, let's go big. And because you've already seen this, you invest your money. They give you a little taste, and then just human nature runs its course after that. So now, despite his boss's warnings, this guy that I was telling you about drew out all his pension money over 3 days and gave it to this bogus doctor. In total, he handed over 2.2 million rand to this guy. Now, a member of the Hawks who was investigating these bogus doctors said that they knew of cases that are happening in Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, and deep rural areas of South Africa. They said they're seeing a pattern, and they've arrested some of them on charges of theft under false pretenses. They're hoping that these cases will then get good convictions. But unfortunately, in most of the cases, the money has already been taken and almost gone. You can't retrieve that. The police say if you take away all the theatricality of it, it's fraud. It's a crime. They're stealing your money. You're being defrauded of the money, whatever the cause may be. So people have to go to the police, whether you're embarrassed or not. The problem, of course, is that with this type of crime, the police can't act in any real proactive way because these scamsters change their modus operandi.
They change their numbers, their address, their methods.
So, I mean, they would give you a pamphlet today with one number, and tomorrow all that is gone. They change the number. What is critical for people to... The big hurdle is that most people who do get defrauded by these artists, these con artists, don't always go and report what happened because they feel ashamed. In fact, they should report it because the more information the police have, the bigger and better case they can build against these fraudsters. And what is critical is for people to understand that these prophecies won't take you anywhere. Claiming that you can become an overnight millionaire is never going to happen. And so just don't be greedy. And
don't be greedy. Don't be superstitious. Don't be gullible.
Don't be that desperate.
Don't be desperate. Right. Got someone on the line. This could be a very interesting call. Good morning, Heinz.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Lekker. You've been listening to Terrence's story about these confidence tricksters with their pamphlets about get lost, lover back, and all of these.
Indeed. Look, this is, it's not just confined to like the city centres and so on. We had a case a few years back in La Lucia, in one of the quite upmarket office blocks, where the same thing was happening. You had the guy turn the lights down. He had some goat heads and blood and all kinds of stuff in the office, and he actually had an accomplice that was hiding in the wall paneling. So he was apparently summoning the ancestors, but it was his accomplice in the wall paneling. And the SAPS Durban North actually raided the place, obviously after complaints were received about people being tricked and losing their money. And they found this guy in the wall paneling. Actually hiding there and obviously doing their thing. So it's very prevalent, very, very, very prevalent. People just need to watch out.
It's all over the place. Thanks for the call, Heinz.
Okay, 100%.
I mean, those claims are so far-fetched as well. How would you show someone your enemy or who's cheating on you in a mirror and that kind of thing? People just need to stop being so gullible.
All right. Listen, if you want to engage more with Terrence on this one, you can do so on his Twitter. It's at Terrence Pillay 1, 1R in Terrence. Thanks, Terrence.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.